Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Comedian Emily Ciro in studio. She's hosting on Friday, June 23rd, a roast battle.
Yeah, I'm judging one. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I get to
see how everyone does and then give a little commentary.
Good. Gotcha. You're like Simon Cowell, or are you going to be like Paula
Abdul? I don't know if I'm
going to
be like Paula. I think I'm going to come off as Paula and then be like, oh, cut him in the throat and be like, you suck.
Oh, you think it's nice? And then it's like judo chop.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pose this question. This is in the news today.
All right.
Are they proud parents or self-serving weirdos?
That's a toughie.
Why don't you listen to the report first?
Okay.
Okay. Parents in Newington getting ready to put up graduation posters. It's like a thing, like a tailgating party. To say they take the tradition seriously is an understatement. Here's a report from Channel 3.
Every year, parents of the seniors get to hang up graduation posters of their kids on this fence. Just look at how long this stretches down the street. But it does get very competitive when it comes to the best spots on this fence. It's almost like trying to get Taylor Swift tickets nowadays. Some of the moms and the parents were here at 5 o'clock this morning trying to secure a great spot, but there was also some tension.
All right.
In Newington.
Not doing it. There we go.
Graduation posters are kind of a big deal.
You should see this report, really, to know what's happening. These posters, they're not little signs.
No.
I've driven by this in Newington. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you want to, like, look, but then you don't want to hit somebody.
Isn't it called vandalism, really? I mean, you're putting stuff on somebody else's property.
It's out of control.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw a picture of it, and it's like, it looks disgusting. It looks like really bad, like, no different than, like, tagging the side of a building, you know? You got all these stupid posters and stuff. It's like, here's an idea, just yell out to your kid, hey, congratulations! Why do you have to put a sign up? I didn't get a sign. Did you get a sign? I get no sign.
I got no sign. I didn't graduate.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if he did, you would have got a sign.
Look where he's at now. You don't need a graduate.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't need a sign. You graduate, you say,
my parents would not have been there with a sign, I'll tell you that.
The gift should say how much you love the person. That's it. The gift afterwards.
The gift.
I got you a car. Boom. Done. Yeah, I don't need a sign.
Wait until you hear what some of these signs cost.
Oh, God.
No. I was thinking, too. I know, right?
But there's rules to this tradition. The posters can't go up until noon. A long fence on Willard Avenue. But with big signs, parents are vying for the best spots.
The earlier, the better.
Stacy's been here since 5 in the morning, and she paid $150 for this poster.
Okay. Oh, man, someone saw her coming.
$150 for a poster?
What's it laminated in platinum?
Just make it yourself! If you're going to do something stupid like this, save the money.
Just cheer loud at graduation. Be the parents with the blowhorn. That's what the kids want. We want a lot of cash in the envelope and a banger party.
Well,
that's exactly correct.
All you need is poster boards, some magic markers, and elbow grease. That's all you need. You don't spend $150 on a laminated sign.
Show up at 5 a.m. to get a good spot.
Exactly, right? Your kid's probably not going to see it anyway.
For noon.
Your kid wants to see his friends and everything else, or her friends.
Where does that money go to, all that money? Like their safe grad party? Is it at least for a good thing? Or
what, the 150?
Yeah.
No,
that goes to the sign maker.
That's the sign maker.
Oh, do you have to pay money to get the spots too? Or that's
no,
just
you
time?
Get there at 5
I bet
morning.
You that's next.
Oh, someone's scalping
I
spots?
I bet you that's next. Someone's going to be like, I got this section over here, and they'll take their sign down.
That's right.
Yeah. That's next.
If the school system's thinking this one out,
yep.
It's like you're going to pay for
exactly.
prime real estate.
Right. This 6x8 segment over here.
Down here, it's $10. Up here,
right.
It's 150.
Exactly. Like parking at most beach clubs and during summer. Time. Want a good space? $100.
Well, that's where some of the tension comes in.
Right, because they all get there early, then now they're fighting over spots.
Right.
For this poster, her son Tony's heading to Plymouth State.
You get to bond with other parents and make it a special event for the kids.
Many parents were here before the sun came up. Some even called out sick and missed work.
It's a great way to just celebrate each other and the kids.
Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like that? As parents wait, it quickly turns into a tailgate.
They're all toasting something. I don't know if that's alcohol or orange juice.
Mimosa, she said.
They're all toasted. They're all toasted, all right.
Toasting to the seniors is next chapter.
they're crazy, but it shows what the town is, and they come together as a group.
But there was certainly some tension leading up to the fun day. Some parents tried reserving a spot on the fence last night. Around here, wow. That's a no-no.
Wow. Oh, man, dial it down. Dial it down.
So what happens if someone puts one up there early? You clip it?
I would imagine you
take it down.
There's going to be fights next over. It's like a turf war over here, over the sign. You know, moms on the new Renegade
Who
Moms
made the rule you
club.
Can't hang until noon the day before? I guess the school?
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea. But from what I got from watching this is it seems like there's a group of moms, and I'm making an assumption just based on what I saw, that like kind of control the whole thing. And if you don't play by their rules, then you don't get to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it looked like.
No
it's
signs
extortion.
For you.
Yeah, exactly.
Stacy said so.
Yeah, not for nothing, but like, is this on school grounds? That's trespassing, isn't it? Trespassing, vandalism,
it's
all that stuff.
Property, no?
The fence on the school property? I'm assuming it belongs to the school.
I don't know. Yeah. If your town does this or has, these, I don't want to call them wackos, passionate parents.
I'll call them that, wackos.
Proud parents, AJ calls them.
Wackos.
Self-serving weirdos.
Exactly, yes.
Call us, 203-882-9757. Pat Oates. His son is graduating.
Yeah.
And there was a sign up. There's a sign up right now of your son, right?
Yes, there is. This is a wacko, I guess, calling.
Did you put it up, Pat?
Hi, Pat.
Oh, hi, Emily. You said real nice things about me. Happy I helped you get on the show. That was nice of you guys to talk about me as a crazy parent. Thanks, AJ. I'll see you Monday.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm not a fan of this either. My son is not a fan of it. The kids aren't fans of it, but if they're not up there, they're made fun of because their parents don't care.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
So it becomes my ex-wife, she even posted proudly, believe me, I wasn't there at 5 a.m. I showed up around noon. I found a spot. Our one's a little smaller than everyone else's because some people are spending way more than $150. They're going to banner shops.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, we got a nice one. He's happy to be up there. But there's a small minority of parents who are drunks who want to have an excuse to drink. It's not on school property.
It's not.
It's a separate place.
Where is it?
It's a separate place. And in the past, when my daughter graduated, some parents will show up late at night, pull down someone else's banner and put up their own.
Wow.
And that starts fights, too.
See, that's turf war. What's going on over here.
Yeah,
pretty soon, drive-by shoutings.
With it. They just know it has to happen because it's become a tradition. But the school is like, hey, take it easy. We don't care about it. It's not about us. They do the regular grad. The graduation is not even until the 12th anyway.
Wow.
So
what?
They're going to be up there for a week.
I was going to say, how long do they...
They're going to be all washed out by the time the actual graduation happens.
Well, not if you spend $150.
Yeah.
You
know, it's laminate.
Yeah,
that's
AJ, just nuts. They're like your outdoor Budweiser banner. Like they're like the real plastic deal.
Like the bars have,
cheap.
Yeah.
And they're being put up with the ties and all that. And there's a huge fencing.
Grommets.
And there's also... side. So you can get bad spots, but at the end of the day, if you're not up there, people go, oh, your parents don't love you.
Right.
So
that's the part I don't like.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that the parents are celebrating a milestone in their kid's life, but then, you know, the kids who don't have parents that could do that, afford that, or they're working for a living, can't get out there.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, my name's not up there.
All you got to do is just tell the other kids, oh, my parents have a life. Sorry, they're working.
Right. My parents work for a living.
Yeah.
Years ago, before my kids, you know, were in the high school, and I would just go there, you know, to see them on weekends and things of that. And I drive by a fence with all these pictures of kids. I'm like, how many kids are missing in Newington?
That's what it looks
they
like.
They have a serious
That's
problem.
That's what it looks like. Have you seen me, fence?
All right, hold on one second, Pat. We'll be right back to you. Joe in Brantford.
It's a cult. I used to live in a town. It's a cult.
It's a cult.
People never leave. They stay there forever, generations, and they get crazy about it.
Wow.
And when you're talking about they are full, complete, like, very expensive signs, and everybody's trying to get prime spot. It's insanity. Insanity. And the posters that they make and what's written on them is just, it's crazy. Be happy for your kid. You know, you want to put
No, but what do you mean what's written on them? What's written on them?
Oh, my God, Johnny's, you know, oh, my God, we're so proud of you, Johnny. You're going there. And, you know, these big signs. And then the late 150, I bet you that's on the low end. I bet you people spend a lot more than that.
Really? The common one. The one that flashes and shines up.
And why do
but
you
it's
think?
It's the whole fence.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a cult.
I wonder what would happen if someone went there and started clipping all these down now.
What do you think?
I've heard of people getting into fights over it.
Oh, yeah.
Getting upset about it. And, you know, it's almost like the political signs. you know, when people are stealing them and stuff. It's the same thing with that.
Right.
Well, but the kid's name is not divisive.
No.
So it's just the space.
No, it's the space. So I like I that's where
it's
this tailgate comes in. Like they're presenting like, oh, it's fun. We're community building. No, they're sitting there defending their space.
Yeah, it's a turf
war. It's competitive.
It's a war.
It's a bragging.
It's a turf war.
So what do you sit in front of your space? So as you arrive, that's how it works, or do you get into line and then they open the line and
everybody
runs and fights?
In front of their space because there's like a street, grass area. And then the fence, so they have room.
Wow.
That they could sit on. And, I mean, you're coming down this one street in Brent Avenue, and you dead end into it. So, everybody wants that one spot. It's, you know, that area. It's right
yeah,
there.
I know the spot you're talking about.
John.
Yeah,
they probably, like, leave it in their will to
somebody
else.
So they sit in front of their spot,
Right.
It's like the old land claims.
Yep, exactly. I stake this spot. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thank you, man.
He's got to run before they find him.
I know.
Pat, did you hear anything in there you want to comment on?
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. It is kind of wild, but it is a minority. Like I said, most of the parents aren't there at 5 a.m. drinking. That's just alcoholics having an excuse. But the crazy thing is that it is, it's just when your kid's a senior. So when people are like, oh, this is a wild thing they're doing forever, like you only can put your kid up when they're graduating. So it's not like you can do it every year. It's just other parents watching other neighbors be competitive and thinking they need to be that. And the banners basically do say too much. It's not just like their name, congrats. It's like what college they went to, what sport they played. It's basically like a dating profile.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
That's very dangerous.
It's like the graphics they put up during the NFL draft or whatever.
Yeah.
Like statistics.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Had a 3.4 GPA.
From Louisville, and I'm 5'8", or whatever.
Yeah. Here's a picture of him as a baby. I always knew someday he'd be someone.
Yeah. I'm proud of my son. He did an awesome job. He wrestled 4 years. He had great grades. He's going off to college, and we're proud of him. But he doesn't give a crap about the banner.
There you go.
Are you throwing him a party?
Clear. He's still a 17-year-old boy. He's like, I don't want my face on a fence.
Nice. Very nice.
I think, I'm just trying to picture what this is going to be like 5 years from now, and I just picture video screens, billboards, rotating electric boards.
Yep, exactly.
And just all the way down the fence, and you just got to pay for space, and it just rotates.
PowerPoint presentation, with laser and everything. Yeah.
My mom and dad got billboard space on 84.
Yeah, they actually built me a little mini school for mine.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Not you, Pat. You're normal.
No, you're good. Yeah.
You're good.
Totally.
And your son's normal. I hope my kid's not still in school in 5 years.
All right, Pat. See you Monday.
See you Monday.
And congratulations to your boy, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh,
great job.
Yeah. It's a great moment.
Yeah. See, he's normal. These folks are not normal. That's ridiculous. You're fighting over spaces on a fence.
Imagine them at prom. And then at graduation, do they bring an additional sign at the graduation ceremony?
Right. Oh. The hardest part about graduation is if your name falls in the latter part of the alphabet.
Oh, I know. Pew, pew, pew.
And they park you in the sun.
Yeah.
Handgun to your head.
Yep.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, and they park
Shoot
you
myself.
They park you in the sun also. And because eventually the sun does change.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a long time because all you want to hear is your kid's name being called.
That's
and
it.
Then I'll see you out in the parking lot.
That's what they should do, though. They should have it as your kid's name is mentioned. You got to go.
Yeah, they should have waves.
I think most people do. Who stays? People stay?
At mine, they all stay.
Yeah, because your kids want photos after with their friends.
They're friends.
They all stayed.
Oh my God,
all stayed.
The teachers are there.
Right. I'm flashing back now. The
you blacked
Chaz
it out. It's all right.
There was a traffic jam. Like leaving a concert after mine.
Hopefully you were a little stoned, so it made it more fun.
I'm
going to be like, I'm taking an edible. Dad's going to be in charge of the photos because I'll be high and forget.
Here, Ma, chew this.
Three teenagers have been arrested in upstate New York after killing a village-owned swan. Sounds like something in, 1600 England.
Right.
Karen's. Who has killed on the swan?
Hair yay.
Oh, yay. It has been reported that someone has killed the swan.
The village-owned.
Yes.
Like someone killed the goose that was laying the golden eggs.
It was the king's own personal swan. I don't know how the hell they got it. Swans could be really friggin' nasty.
Oh, they're strong.
Oh, yeah. That was no easy feat.
Yeah, so they not only killed the village-owned swan, they ate it over the Memorial Day weekend. Here is Sergeant Ken Hatter during a press conference.
They believed that it was just a very large duck. They did not know that it was a swan, and they did not know that it was not a wild animal, that it was actually owned by the village Manlius.
I saw three idiots.
I doubt that so
do not know
much.
That's a good excuse.
That was their excuse, yeah. I thought it was a duck.
There's no way.
They do, and they don't want their image ruined. Right.
There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, you killed a swan, for Christ's sake, and you ate it.
Somewhere they got in a corner and said, we're going to be murdered by these people, and the internet's killing us.
I know. Well, tell them we thought it was a duck.
Just say you thought it was a duck.
Yeah,
a
duck.
Big duck.
With really long neck. They had, like, swan-like features.
I don't know, animals, whatever.
How many duck boats they built?
They're making a Kung Pao swan over the weekend.
Right.
Like, hey.
I mean, I would try it.
I don't know.
You know, I saw an ice sculpture of that duck.
You don't hear about people eating swans. Like, do they taste good?
Right. Why do we decide this one's going to eat,
yeah,
and then this one we're not going to eat?
Swan.
The same thing.
Usually it's because it tastes.
Duck, goose, whatever.
Because I know the
kid. Swan, no. Like, wait. Who are you to say no?
We had swans and dinners, but no.
Why can't I go out and get a swan and eat it?
Yeah, usually it's by taste. From what I heard, the Canadian geese, the ones that Phil really hates, do not taste good.
It's too bad.
It's gamey, yeah.
They're a little greasy.
Yeah.
One time my dad brought home ostrich, and I was like, Dad, what the hell?
Looks like hamburger.
Yeah, it's very thick, and it was just like not enjoyable. I'd just rather like a big old steak.
Yeah.
But I was,
and
like,
then the next thing you know, the village is knocking on the door.
And then I'm thinking
Where's our ostrich?
Yeah, it was weird. And then I'm thinking of like Lion King with the animation, the cute like ostriches in the beginning. I'm like, I can't do this, Dad.
Exactly. Yep. Just think of the face. I mean, unfortunately, chickens taste delicious.
Would you try swan?
Never.
If you were starving to death?
I'd rather eat bark.
If I'm starving to death, I'm eating it.
There's other things to eat.
Would you eat squirrel?
I would definitely eat squirrel.
My mom did.
If it tasted like peanut butter, I would.
Squirrels, my understand, taste kind of like chicken. But it's a different meat. When I had the guinea pig that time, it's a very, very, it's a different
First of all,
meat.
There's not a lot of fat in squirrels. When you could run like that and climb trees and jump power lines.
That's the thing.
Not a lot of fat.
The more athletic the animal, the worse the meat is. You need the fat to burn into
Swans
it.
Swans aren't that athletic.
No, but they're very trim. Well, they swim all the time. Swimmers, look at Michael Phelps.
Would you take a bite of Michael Phelps? Celebrities, which celebrity would we eat?
Oh, you want the fat ones.
I don't want Michael Phelps.
Yeah, give me a Rosie O'Donnell. Be like a prime rib on that one.
She's much thinner now.
Yeah, but she's still got some ways to go. Yes.
Yeah. But I thought you want more meat, so leave her alone.
Well, no, you want.
Would you find an attractive celebrity more delicious? Or more...
Because I'd eat Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are going to have Rosie.
Yeah. You shouldn't have an ugly dinner, no.
No, but if you have the choice between a good-looking celebrity and an ugly celebrity to eat, wouldn't you want the good-looking one? It's more appetizing.
Exactly right. Yeah, because you're salivating already. I just, you know, finishing the job.
Just cannibalism here in the morning.
So, like, Jack Black isn't appetizing to you?
No.
He's junk.
But what if you like a teddy bear, Bob?
He's junk food.
He'd be great like smoked brisket, you don't think?
No, he's a can of Pringles.
Meat would slide right off.
He's a can of Pringles.
This is such a terrible, we're awful.
I'm just really hungry.
It really is.
Phil, when are you bringing in the breakfast sandwiches? Can I adjust my order to a double egg?
Have Donut Crazy write celebrity names on the sandwiches.
Oh, right. No. Right.
And then we have to pick which one we'll have. Mike, I'd rather have a George Clooney than a Michael Moore.
I don't think I want anyone older.
It's aged beef.
Yeah, you want an adult, but like...
No, but I mean between those two.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not shopping and I put those two in my cart.
Yeah.
I'm just saying between those two, if I walk into the store and that's all that's left.
Yeah, but I'm thinking the gray hair on it's kind of like when you get those steaks, they age for like way too long, you know?
I feel like George Clooney, though, is like grass-fed. He eats really well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe...
That would be good.
I'd be freaking stuck up.
I don't know, like the best steak in the world, they just feed it nothing but like mayonnaise and beer. Like that's
really?
That's the best steak
that's
in the
crazy.
World because they want the fat content.
So you want Artie Lang?
Well, that's poison. He's just made of poison.
What if our animals did plastic surgery and like you're opening up a cow and all of a sudden there's a pair of breasts there? Wouldn't that be weird?
It's got lip filler. It's like, mew.
Well, I'm hoping somebody else did the butchering for me.
I'm just saying, because if we ate humans, that's what we would have to.
Right.
Like, if animals decided to start eating us, you know, they'd be like, wow, that was good until I got to the balloon.
Right. Right. There's some kind of saline stuff in there.
Yeah. What is that?
Is that like silica to keep it from, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I had a black and white cow, but it was actually white and brown.
Oh, it happens.
Paul in Wallingford.
Yes, sir. Make sure that the manners are always kept. When someone hands you a check for $500 or cash, don't just take it or walk away. Make sure you give them eye contact and say thank you. Manners goes a very, very long way in this world.
Manners.
Congratulations, graduate.
Yep.
Boy, that's a good one. Why? Manners. Who handed you a $500 check?
What's that?
Who handed you one?
Who handed you the check?
Oh, no, no. I'm saying when you hand someone a check or money order, don't just take it and walk away. Make sure you give them eye contact, showing them your appreciation and shaking their hand, because it goes a long way in this world.
Okay.
A lot of people still to this day do not have manners, and it's really sad that they didn't have a very good upbringing. But, you know, make sure these kids learn this. Right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. And don't respond to a tongue kiss. Thanks for money.
That would be weird.
I was stuck on the $500. I was like, I want to get handed money. $500.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me. You hand me $500, I'm going to hump your leg.
Yo, I know.
No, but it is a good one. Manners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. Mm. A lot of folks, it's a very dying art.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing to make eye contact, give a good handshake, thank someone for doing something nice.
Say thank you and you're welcome. You're welcome.
That's right.
You're welcome.
No, you're welcome.
I've never been more welcome in my life.
Oh, well, you'll learn a lot that day. Yeah.
Josh in Colebrook.
Hey, guys. This is the first time I've ever called in. I'm a huge fan of you guys. I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
My advice to the graduates is not to wait too long to go to college if that's an option for you. So I graduated back in 2008, and I waited 2 years to go to college. And in those 2 years, everything I'd ever learned pretty much left my brain. And so when I was taking the basic courses for my college classes, I was like, I had to relearn everything.
Yeah. See, I'm the exact opposite. I should have waited. I went to college immediately after high school, and I was not ready yet. I partied and I blew it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard, but, you know, the longer you wait to do something, the harder it's going to be. And my mom, actually, about 10 years ago, graduated from surgical tech school in her 50s. She just retired the other day, but she was, like, in her 50s when she went back, and she's like, this is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
It is a lot harder.
Right, especially gym class.
It is a lot harder. All that information goes away. I can't do that, for God's sake.
I'm 87 years old. I can't get up that rope.
Pull me up.
Hey, what did you go for, and what are you doing?
I'm looking for a job for next year.
We lost some of that.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Bye, Josh.
That's good advice.
It was.
That was.
The last part was.
No, but I love that he gave advice, and then you just took it away.
No,
it's like,
I was...
go to college immediately if that's an option for you. And you're like, well, not for me.
Well, it's like point counterpoint.
I partied.
Right. Well, it's point counterpoint.
Screwed it all up.
Well, you know, not everybody's ready immediately.
Yeah. Wouldn't your advice be don't drink your ass off in college?
Isn't that part of it? Wait, what?
Learn your tolerance.
No, I didn't just drink. I also took drugs.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Just balance. So you know.
All right, so your advice would be balance.
Right, balance, right.
Be a multidimensional
partier. Actually, show up for class, don't sleep in the parking lot.
My experience was a lot like AJ's. I definitely was someone who would have benefited from waiting, not with the drinking so much, just like I was not a good student. And I should have taken that year to really figure out what I wanted to do and gone in at least with a clear plan. So like going in for me undeclared and just sort of like, I'll figure it out, like was a total mess for me.
This is true.
Now, your dad owns a company. You didn't think I'm going to, you know, and your grandfather started it. Your father continued. You didn't think, well, I'm next in line.
I didn't think that. And to be fair to my father, he's never put that on me. He never made me feel like that was something I had to do. There was never any pressure from him, which I always appreciated. No, I didn't feel that, but what I did get was pressure to go to college. And it wasn't just from my parents. It was from myself. It was from my friends,
yeah.
From my teachers, right? So,
yeah.
I was definitely looking forward to it, but at no point did anyone say to me as a younger person, like, you know, you don't have to if you haven't figured this out for yourself yet. If you don't know exactly where you want to go and why you want to go there, you can take time to figure it out. It's okay.
Was it in Away College by any chance?
That was in Syracuse.
I'll guess why. They wanted you out of the house.
I did. No, I wanted out too.
Go to college.
Everyone
it's
was
so
on the
cold
same
in
page.
There. You have to drink.
Yeah.
It's unanimous. We want that room.
I made some great friends there. I don't regret that, but I was not ready.
Jerry in Southington.
Yeah, I got some advice for the graduates there. Just, you know, when you get on your own, you're in your apartment, whatever, just never cook bacon in the naked.
Yeah, we've all learned the hard way.
Oh my God! You know that doesn't work. Yeah.
When that one spits
stuff
back.
All over me.
Oof.
Oh God!
Yeah, there's no way that grease doesn't splatter everywhere.
Yeah,
terrible. Yeah, you might want to wear some safety glasses too.
Boots in it, and also pants.
Oh, everything. Oh yeah, go in with the hazmat suit on.
Yeah, we didn't ask for career advice. We just advice to people who are.
Don't cook bacon naked.
Graduating.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Don't cook bacon in the naked.
Yeah, that's probably number
bacon
one.
Bacon in the naked.
Bacon in the naked. Nude. Yeah, that's
another
one.
T-shirt.
That's number one.
Bacon in the naked.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
And congratulations. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, what do we do?
We graduate.
For me and you.
We'll take it. Thank you.
For now, cooking bacon naked lately.
Just take the compliment, I guess, right?
Lately. Okay. Although Sunday I was going to do that.
Liam in Waterbury.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning to you.
I just wanted to say congratulations to everybody. And advice to the graduates, you know, there's plenty of time. Whenever you're doing something, take your time doing it. Not everything always goes to plan. And people reset way later in life when things happen. And you got a lot of time.
Unless you're defusing a bomb, in which case... Hurry up. Cut the
right, everybody
liner.
Have a great day.
Oh, Liam, what happened? Why do you give that advice? What's the story behind that?
Oh, I just know a lot of folks, especially when COVID hit, you know, some people lost some businesses and they had to reset into something completely different.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things, unexpected things are going to happen in life, and we just have to adapt and roll with what comes.
Exactly. Yeah, roll with it. Don't freak out. Don't go hiding and don't protest.
It's funny. Life is like a movie. At the beginning of the movie, you got this idea and you're building this thing and everything is easy and the money's coming in. And, you know, the middle of the movie is that montage where it's like, hey, man, we're doing it. Yeah. All this stuff is great. They do that montage to a song. You see the middle section of the success.
Yes.
You know, usually it doesn't happen like that. It's not a 2.5 minute, like, all the money's coming in. Right.
That's the work part.
Yeah,
that's the struggle part.
When the
struggle is
in.
The middle. And then you know there's going to be something that comes where you think, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I was driving across the country. It was like a scene from the Stern movie, Private Parts.
Okay.
I have a 2-year-old in the car, all my stuff in the back. It's the middle of the night, U-Haul truck. Driving across the country, I'm like, man, am I doing the right thing?
Did you hear that
song? What am I doing to these people?
Did you hear that song?
These are two people next to me, and I'm like, oh, well, I just want to be on the radio.
Right.
Yeah, it turned out. But I think a lot of people, there's a quote that says, success begins where others end in failure.
Oh.
And we've had a lot of talented people come through this building, and I just see them just, they bail.
Yep. I saw a different one. It says, you can't spell success without suck.
Danny Barker is a writer and producer, actress, and her film is called Follow Her.
Yeah.
This is a scary movie.
Cool trailer.
No Fisher Cats in this movie, right?
No.
Yeah, so what's the movie about?
So Follow Her, it's a psychological thriller slash horror slash erotic cat and mouse, scary movie. But it's about a woman who takes essentially a Craigslist jobs for a screenwriting gig. And in that, when she shows up at the park, she meets this tall, attractive Australian man and gets completely swept away by his charm. And we just go on the journey from there. I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
Okay. Well, so it's part like 50 Shades of Grey, part like what and part what?
Yeah, it's 50 Shades of Grey is actually a really good comparable. We've been compared to David Fincher's The Game, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
What else? I mean, for me, 10 Cloverfield Lane was a big inspiration for this film. It's very Hitchcockian, so a lot of Hitchcock references thrown in there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. A little nod to the, you know, the originators.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
OG.
Exactly.
Yep.
No, I love that. I love that. Yeah. Ties into social media and all this stuff. And,
yeah.
Feels like a combination of, you know, different genres of classic horror movies.
Right, right.
And I watched the trailer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm scared the whole way through.
Yeah, you know, we never made it intending to be a horror film.
Right.
But people walk away feeling a lot more scared than I ever expected. So to me, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, because the trailer starts off with like almost like a fetish film or something's going on. And I guess what, she's the actress from the fetish film, and that's what she ends up meeting this other guy.
Yeah, so she has a hidden camera show. This is loosely inspired by my own experiences having a hidden camera show. I had a web series called Survival, and I used to go out with on Craigslist jobs. So jobs like getting tickled for an hour for $50.
Really?
$50? Whoa.
For a whole hour, I was being strapped down and tickled, tortured.
Wow.
So
I think they pay a lot more than that.
What?
I know.
What?
This is way more interesting than the movie.
You got robbed.
Wow. That's a long time to be tickled.
Seriously.
For $50.
I want at least a grand for that.
I know. Honestly, if I could go back, I really could have negotiated for a lot more.
Wow.
Wow. $50. Damn.
So that was one.
I didn't know.
Don't look back with regret,
right.
But it's an interesting thing that you did, and now you're here.
Right.
So
that's right.
Tickling,
and I survived.
And you survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. When you walk in, so you were walking into all these different situations. What, hotel rooms, private homes?
Yeah, I mean, when I did this for real, I was super safe about it. And Jess Peters, the character that I play in Follow Her, is also reasonably safe about it.
Right.
But there's definitely a naivety in her that I used to have in the beginning. This is like early days of YouTube that I was doing this show.
Right.
But I would go with usually men, two men with me that I called my bodyguards. And if any of these jobs took place at someone's home, which was very rare, usually they were out in a park, they were outside in a cafe. The tickling one did happen to take place at their house. So right. I went with people.
Right.
No, it was my way.
Bodyguards. So kind of keeping an eye, making sure they don't go too far.
What was some of the weirder things that you did for this show?
The tickling one was one of the strangest. That's what I launched the whole series with. And then the second episode was standing on someone's face. That was the whole job.
Your feet?
Standing on their face.
On their face.
Like actually standing on them? Full body weight?
Both feet, full body weight, standing on the face.
Damn.
I'd be afraid their skull would crush.
Right? Yeah, right?
Yeah, I was afraid. Yeah.
I'd be afraid they didn't wash
your feet. Were you holding on to a bar or rope or something?
Right. Yeah.
No, it's a bit of a balancing act, I gotta say.
How long did you have to do that?
I think I was only actually standing on the face for a matter of a few minutes.
Where would you put your, like, one foot in the forehead, I'm guessing, right? Like, over the forehead. But where's the second one go? Like, on the jaw, on the nose?
I mean, no, I'd be...
I think it was on the head. I believe. I don't watch the episode in a while.
No, your toes would be over the eyebrows, right?
That's how I'm picturing
it. Foot on the right.
Yeah.
And you put the nose in the middle.
Right? Yeah, and the nose is in the middle.
Heels are the top part of the cheek, just under the eye.
Right.
Yeah, and then the toe is up near the head.
Wow.
Are they laying on a bed or on the floor? Like,
it's got to be the floor.
No, this was in a public park.
In a park?
Whoa.
I was giving dog poo in that, if you know.
Danny, is this kind of stuff in this movie you made?
It is. Yeah, and this was never the intention to make a movie about this. This movie was intended to be a low-budget feature thriller about a woman who meets a man in a park and they go back to his place to write the screenplay.
Right.
And then as I built out her backstory, people wanted more from her and who is she, then I added this whole component of her having a live streaming show. So it became live streaming, whereas back in the day, it was all hidden camera.
Yeah,
I recorded it all. So that was my way of modernizing it. And so she takes all these different kinds of odd jobs. The movie opens with her with a dominatrix type job with a man in a freezer who wants to be slapped and told how pathetic he is, which is also similar to
Oh, that's did you do that? That's the guy you're shutting down in the beginning part.
In the very beginning, yeah.
Did you do that in the Craigslist hidden camera show?
I did. I did ones that were called money slaves, and I never met any of them. It was all through either email or text messaging. And a similar idea where you're basically just telling them what pieces of shit they
are. You make an order, yeah.
Pieces of S. And,
right.
Yeah, pieces
please,
of S,
please.
Sorry.
Right.
And then they send you money. And wow. And that's the whole job. And then there was another one which was all audio. And so I went to the job and he recorded me. I think he recorded me on a phone or a tape recorder. And same thing, but it was more about him being a small man and squishing him with my giant feet and how I was going to put him in my mouth and eat him.
Wow. It's amazing, huh?
It goes on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people have fetishes, whatever, but when you're a young woman and you're showing up at these jobs, you don't know what you're walking into.
Right. That's why I had the two big pieces.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
Wow.
I could talk to you all day.
But the thing is, like, the reason that it's safer doing those types of jobs is that usually people, when it comes to the fetish world, they're asking for exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's the other jobs that are pretending to not do that you really have to be careful for. But when a job is like, hey, I want to tickle you for $50, there's not a whole lot to figure out. You're like,
right,
okay,
yeah. Right.
I'm going to tickle for $50.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I am watching this movie this weekend.
There you go.
Nice job. I can't wait. I feel like I need to do a follow-up interview with you after I watch it.
I would love to hear what you think of the movie.
No,
the movie,
$50 though.
The movie's called Follow Her. It's on demand today wherever you can get on-demand movies. It's called Follow Her. We'll link up on the radio station website. Danny Barker, congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
awesome.
I'm really excited. Thanks
awesome.
For having me.
All right, we're going to have you back. I'm going to watch the movie, and we're going to have you back.
That's amazing. Thanks,
right.
guys.
Thank
have a great
you.
Day.
You too. Bill came in earlier and said, hey, don't forget, it's Keith's birthday on Sunday.
It is,
happy
yes.
birthday,
a million
you.
Years old.
Happy birthday!
Happy happy Woo. Almost birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What are you wishing for, a tan?
Yes.
Yes, they already said.
Did you work on that all morning?
No, it's your nickname in the Twitch room.
Yep, they said the pale one.
Exactly.
It's a fake birthday. 47 is a fake birthday. I'm going to have a tent party when I turn 50.
A tent party?
Yeah, it's going to be a tent, and I'm going to hire an REM cover band.
Because you got to hide from the sun.
Why REM?
Yeah, because those cover bands are cheap, because nobody cares. So,
especially REM one, they pay you.
There was a great REM cover band out of Buffalo that fake tour, and that's who I'm going to book. They must be $300.
They can play better. Everybody Hurts while you're blowing your candles out.
Right.
Better than the fake Elvis you hired for the
yes,
holiday
they,
party?
Oh, my yes, God. I think they'll be on less pills, so that'll
okay.
be good.
Did awesome. He ever leave the building?
No, I think he's still there.
He just became a waiter.
Right, he just works at Riverview.
A server.
Why are you still here?
Was he mad about something? He got lost, right?
Yeah, he was real mad at me because he didn't know where he was going, and I didn't answer my phone because I was, like, having a good time. And if you call me when I'm having a good time, you're out of luck.
You're up. Yeah.
Right. So, yes, he was mad. And then he, you know, the food and the drinks and the pills or whatever settled in, and he was fine.
Yeah, because I saw him swearing. He was swearing in the parking lot in the rain. He got there before I did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why isn't Elvis, like, swearing in the parking lot?
He wasn't having a good time. But 3 years from right now, there'll be a tent party with an REM cover band.
Okay,
a shrimp cocktail, hopefully.
This will be at your house?
I'm going to have it in my front yard. So it'll actually be tomorrow. It'll be Saturday. Yeah, my backyard's tiny. I have a giant front yard.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell the neighbors or whatever. They could swing by and hear it's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be excellent. Everyone's
Phil, have
invited.
You been to Keith's house?
I have not.
Yeah, me neither.
Right, I don't think anybody has.
Pam was.
Right. Yeah, well, she was the cool one. The rest of you know, good luck.
You didn't actually,
this is why we don't have a gift for you.
You didn't,
right.
you didn't invite us. Just kind of showed up.
Are you ready for this list?
I'm not really.
Yeah, why not?
Chaz and AJ, the Water Doctor, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Summer concert season is here. I went to Boston Calling last week. My kids went to Taylor Swift. And the first shows at the Amps kind of start this week. So these are my five concert takeaways for 2023.
Okay. Can you do 10 seconds on Boston Calling? How was it?
Foo Fighters were great. They're always great. If you can go see them, see them. It was so crowded and everything was $1 million. But I had a very nice time. I think I had 42 beers total, which seems like too many. 42. My doctor will tell you.
You'll be paying for that for 40
too
decades.
Many, right. Too many beers, sir. Right. Don't look at that credit card statement. Okay, number five. You have to get VIP parking. It's all there is to it. I realize it's a ripoff. I know it blows, but time is more important. You can't spend your summer sitting in hell traffic trying to get home. My friend took 3 hours to get home from MetLife to get back to Westport. That is too long.
For the
long.
Taylor Swift thing?
For Taylor Swift. Three hours.
That's exactly the example people are given now.
Well, like she stayed to the end.
That seems light.
Yeah,
right?
Because they do fireworks and you got to hear like that Karma terrible song. And then you're stuck forever. Right. So I'm going to Xfinity in Massachusetts, the Xfinity Theater, like outside of Boston, to see The Cure. I know you're all big fans, but I didn't get VIP parking, so I just expect a nighttime of hell and being mad because they don't play just
it's
like
the
Heaven.
Cure.
I love The Cure.
Yeah, be like five
there will
there.
Be traffic hell.
Yeah. It's sold
it's
out. It's
the
sold,
Cure.
It is
You'll
sold
get great
out.
Parking space right in front.
It is sold out. You cannot get tickets for less than $500.
It's a bunch of Keith bots. They're all going to leave early. No one
no.
will be there for the last song.
No, I looked. The last three Keith songs bots. Are Friday I'm in Love and Just Like Heaven and Love Song. You can't miss those ones. I have to stay till
song?
The end. Yeah, I have to stay till the end. And then you know I'm stuck crying like this is I'm here forever. Mm. I live here now. So that is the trick. Get this VIP parking. It's a lot of money. Even for the Amp, they have VIP parking. Get it. It helps everything that happens. It's $1 million. It is worth it. Especially if you're going to go to one show.
If I don't leave like early before like the last song or something like that, like I did with Skynyrd. If I just like recline my seat and just hang out for an hour.
I hate it. No.
Just hang out.
I need to be home.
Okay.
This concert's over. I need to be in my house. I don't know why that happens, and I don't know why I get like that, but that's how it's got to go.
I'd rather just hang out than deal with that crap.
Oakdale VIP parking worth it because you're right near the exit.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You pull right out.
Yeah.
I think at the Amp, it's a mixed bag.
Amphitheater, I've never had a problem with traffic. Never.
Yeah.
Have you ever stayed till the bitter end? No.
Yeah.
Till the last song, the last notes played.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What about Hartford? I think you need VIP for Hartford.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a hell nightmare getting out of there, too.
Yes.
You know where it's easier is at, like, the casinos, because they'll play, and then you can just kind of wander around for a little bit, and there's still stuff to do.
He's so right. Shows at the casino are perfect. There is no trap. You could stay for all the encores, because people go and gamble or go to the bars or whatever.
Go to their hotel, the elevator. There's going up to the rooms gets busy.
There's no time limit anymore. No. Like, it's just, like, it's casino time. It's just forever.
Number four, bring a flask. The prices of all drinks everywhere you go have become off the charts. That eventually it's got to hit a tipping point, right? Where people say, no more. They can't keep going up. I bought a Miller Lite for $20.
That is absolute robbery.
It should be against the law. Right. Like somebody should be put in prison.
Well, they don't want people drinking too much. That's the example they give. And
but
kinda, no one's mad about that.
That's not why they do it.
That's not why, but that's what they say.
Phil,
that's a good one.
That doesn't stop the kid. Phil.
It does.
I just
no.
keep buying them.
No, it happens in sports games too. I see people who are 200 deep already, like in terms of money on the drinks that they spend. It's like I can't believe it.
We got a text from Miller Lite says, ha, 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 ha.
Now it was a bigger Miller Lite, but still $20 is ridiculous. Fill up a flask, hide it in your ass, whatever you have to do. But the price is, you bring a lot of money.
Would you sip a flask that was in your ass?
Yeah, it's a fig now. Okay. That's what
all the cool.
I guess
are doing.
It would be
all
in right. a plastic bag. I put it in a plastic bag and then put it in
okay,
my
okay,
ass.
Okay,
yeah, there you
right.
go.
There was a guy who used to read articles who wrote, got one of those like fake colostomy bags and filled it up with beer.
Great idea.
And stuck it into a football game.
Same idea.
Wow.
Great plan. That guy saved $100.
Yeah, but everybody thinks he's some kind of weird sicko now.
It was weird. He got patted down and he said colostomy bag and the guy was like, you're good. Whatever.
Look, right.
Just
look,
go in.
He's recycling.
The beer was warm the whole time, but whatever. It was free.
Number three, if the song blows or I'm bored, I'm talking, and you're going to have to deal. I get it. You paid for the seats, and maybe you love Santana, but if he's playing a deep cut stiff, I'm chit-chatting. I'm yelling, and I'm doing whatever I want. If you want a silent experience, just go watch the Netflix special, because I'm talking. So I was spoken to at Boston Calling by a Lumineers fan. Listen, they weren't playing the whole Hey song. Well, I'm going to chit-chat.
Well, they weren't going to beat you up, that's for sure.
So the guy was like, dude, like, I paid for these seats. And I was like, cool. Like, go over there. I don't know what to tell you. Go listen to the CD or the whatever, the record.
Did you say that?
Yeah, no. I was like, sorry, man. In his mind, though. But in my head, I was like, you Lumineers punk. No one cares about this band that much. You should relax. So for further notice, starting this Wednesday at Young the Giant, when they're playing Stiffs, I'm talking. So everyone should realize. They have two sort of
by the
hits.
Way, wherever you're sitting, you'll hear him.
Yes, right, right, right. Number two.
Even Carlos Santana goes, shut up.
Yeah. Santana has five songs I know. Oh, so God. During the other 10, I'm talking. Right. So the good news is Steve Miller, right? I know every single song. He plays 12 songs. I know all 12. So I won't be talking. But Santana, there's talking.
Oh, boy. You're going to get so beat up.
Number two. Digital tickets are stupid. Just like everything I once loved, it's all been ruined. I collected for years ticket stubs of like all the concerts I went to. My friend had a coffee table that he like made them all into like a design on his coffee table, which was awesome. Now there are no stubs. You have the printout or you use your stupid phone. Like, don't people want the stubs or am I 100?
I liked them.
Well, you're 100.
Yeah,
like, we're in the same thing. We use that. Like, if I'm 19. Do I care that I don't have ticket stubs? I guess I don't.
Ask the intern.
Mira.
She's 18.
Mira.
Like, don't you want something that says you were there?
Yeah.
See? She gets it. That's a focus group of one.
No, but what is it do you want? Do you want a ticket stub or a t-shirt?
Ooh, out of everything from a concert.
The problem with the t-shirt is it's $60. The ticket stub is just something
you can
have.
I still got my wristband on from Boston Calling. Like, all right,
so it's more of a wristband thing.
Yeah, okay.
Shower?
You should probably take that off, though.
No, I agree with the ticket stub thing, right? Like, it feels like something you've already paid for that you get to keep, right?
Yep.
I don't have to spend additional money on another thing to take home.
He's right. Like, they should go back to. We should tell Jimmy on Thursday.
Oh, he's on your side.
Back to ticket stubs. All right, number one. You got a tailgate. The reason to go to summer concerts isn't for the dumb concert. It's for the parking lot experience. And there are people that do it right. Grills, tents, cheeses. These are my people.
Cheeses.
Yeah, don't you love cheeses when people have cheeses? Oh, man. Just
games.
Like, games, cheeses.
I found cheeses.
Right. So this Wednesday, I'll be at Young the Giant. I'll be there at 5. Look for me. Bring me your cheeses. We will have a very nice time. That's what I want. So have a great summer. By the way, June 2nd is the best day of the year. I hope you enjoy it.
That's right.
We'll be 90 out.
Thank you. Have a nice birthday.
You too.
Happy birthday.
Did he just say you too?
You too, right?
Oh, no.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.